Keep Talking to the Lord by Sheila Kopp. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. The only way to overcome in this life is to keep talking to Jesus. We can do all things through Him who strengthens us. Philippians 4, verse 13. Without Him, we are nothing. The only way to keep fighting when you feel like giving up is to keep talking to the Lord. He will fight for us, He will be strong for us, and He will win for us. For nothing is too hard with Him. Discouragements will come, and things we wish wouldn't happen sometimes do happen. Sad things come because we live in a fallen world where Satan and his cohorts abound. But nevertheless, there is a God over us that never sleeps nor slumbers and is ever faithful in his love for us. We might not have what it takes to keep fighting and keep being happy, but the Lord does. He is a spirit, the great spirit, over all spirits in the universe, and especially on this earth. He has overcome the cross at Calvary to set us free from the power of Satan and the principalities of the darkness of this world. Through Jesus, through talking to Him all the time, we will make it. For we are more than conquerors through Him that loves us. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans 8, verses 31 through 39. I'm telling you, Satan is trying to use everything he knows against us to derail us and to keep us from talking to the Lord. He knows only through coming and talking to the Lord in our hearts and in our thoughts will we be able to keep walking in the narrow path the Lord desires for us to walk in. He will bring all kinds of sorrow, sicknesses, disappointments, and whatever he can think of to get our focus off the Lord and on our circumstances. But don't fall for it. Remember, this life is but a moment. And our life here on this earth is very temporary. Even if we live up to 100, it is still very short. There is an eternal life and a new world that is coming that is so much better than what we have here on this earth. Don't put all your eggs on the basket of this world. Nothing we do here on this earth is going to last, except the things we do for the Lord. Satan, more than ever, is working extra hard to get men and women to fall away from the Lord all over the world these days because his hour is coming. His whole kingdom is about to fall. And he knows where he is heading. So he's trying day in and day out and every minute of every day to get us distracted. We have more things now that distract us than our forefathers ever dealt with before. Think about it. Back in the days before electricity, the things people worried about were very basic. Food, shelter, and visiting with people. There was no internet then, no telephones, and certainly no television or movies. Now, not only can we entertain ourselves 24/7, we go around with our phones like it's our lifeline. Back in the day, not even a very long time ago when I was a child, when you didn't want people to interrupt your work or your dinner with your family, you take the phone off the hook. Now, we pick up that phone the minute it rings. Not only do we get calls, now we get text messages too. Everything now is in our phones. The television is in our phones. The movies are in our phones. And every bit of information we could ever think of or need is in our phones. Practically everything we can ever need or want is in our phones. This gadget has become our God. We are obsessed with it, and we carry it around with us at all times, like it's our source of power. God forbid we forget it one day when we go out. All of a sudden, we feel a sense of loss, a sense of nothingness, like we have lost the meaning of life. Seriously, this has become our God. This is really scary because all of these things we set our hearts into are going to be taken away from us. Nothing is going to last. Nothing. Only God lasts. That's why it's so important to unplug sometimes and to just turn off our phones or anything that is distracting us from this life and get plugged back into the presence of God. When we get our hearts back to the one who truly is the source of all power, we will find ourselves happier and more content. The things that were mundane and superficial, that we had put such weight on before, will be as they should be, mundane and superficial. We won't make such a big deal out of little things in this life anymore. Our time with the Lord will bring our thoughts back into perspective to the one who sees everything as they are and who knows what truth is. Sometimes we could get so caught up with our world that we forget what truly matters. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the God of truth. If we seek him first and put aside all the weight of this world, we will receive a new mind and a new heart, and we will see the world as it is, empty and superficial, temporary. Through him, we will see what is truly important and how nothing else really matters but being in the presence of God. When we see life that way and see the true meaning of life, which is Jesus Christ, then whatever the enemy brings against us to derail us away from the Lord, we will see right away. We will not be snared. Remember the warning of the Lord, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. Luke 21, verse 34. The Lord advises us to watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, verse 36. The only way to keep watching is to keep talking to the Lord. It doesn't matter where you find yourself, whether you're driving, hanging out with friends, or working. It doesn't matter where you are. You can keep talking to the Lord. He is everywhere and is a spirit. Wherever you are, He is. The Bible states that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward part of man. Proverbs 20, verse 27. So you can get a hold of God right where you are. You can connect to Him with your heart. He said to Prophet Jeremiah, "And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Nothing in this life is going to last, and everything that we have, our family, our friends, and all our material possession, truly belong to Jesus Christ. If we commit everything to the Lord, then there is nothing to worry about and get all discombobulated about, because the Lord is going to work whatever it is out for our good. If our eyes are stayed on the Lord, and if we keep our minds focused on Him by talking to Him all the time with whatever we're going through, He will give us peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah stated, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth on thee." Isaiah 26, verse 3. Our circumstances don't have to swallow us whole if we keep our thoughts and our minds towards the Lord. He is faithful. God never gets sick, sleeps, or gets discouraged. He is always strong. Our part is to just keep talking to Him, and He will carry us through these last days and through all these distracting days we're faced with. We might have troubles and discouragements, but we will win if we keep talking to the Lord. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work it for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 through 18.